It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
It's a very good morning, Jeff. G'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Going really well, thank you.
I was just going to do a song pun there and say you're born to run.
Yeah, born to fish, maybe.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's start off with some news from VR Fish.
Yeah, VR Fish, the Victorian Recreational Fishing Peak Body, who are an advocacy group for rec fishers. They've got a new executive officer, Mike Burgess. He comes from Western Australian Fisheries and Fish Care Victoria. So haven't met him yet, but he seems a good young fellow. And I mention that because we've got one of our quarterly state council meetings next Saturday morning down at Beaumaris, where we're looking at a few of the new regs that Fisheries of Victoria have asked us to consider. And one is tags for crayfish when people go to take crays along the coast. And we're talking mostly divers here. You get a number of tags and you can only catch the number of crays that you've got tags for. So, and all the crays in your possession must have a tag on them. So the divers generally are opposed to the use of tags. So it looks like there's going to be a bit of heavy discussion on that, so it'd be interesting to see how it comes out.
Could we find some silver perch in the Bendigo region at the moment?
Yeah, look, silver perch are one of the native perch. Some people call them grunters. That's the noise they make when you catch them and they curl up, particularly the younger ones, or some people call them native brim. Now, they're a great fighting fish, but a bit of a pest when there's a lot of small ones around. Now, there's a proposal from Fisheries to stock mostly small waters around the state with 100,000 fingerlings, and some of those are in our general area. Nianga Lake will get 10,000, Forest Lake at Kangaroo Flat, 3,000, Crusoe Reservoir also at Kangaroo Flat there, 5,000, Chum Lake at Birchip, 15,000. Victoria Lake up at Shep, that's a big one, 10,000. So they're the ones just in our district. So it'll be interesting to see how they go. They're not a super fast-growing fish, so I don't know whether we'll get any bigger ones. The bigger ones are the really good sporting fish to catch. And they can make a great fishery if we can get the size up a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how it comes out.
What about if I was looking for some rainbow trout?
Yeah, look, Fisheries Victoria have a hatchery up at Snobs Creek, just down the road from Lake Eildon, and near the outlet of Lake Eildon is the Lake Eildon pondage, and each year they take their excess brood stock and put them into the pondage, and this year they put, I think it's about 500 of these, from 1 kilogram to 2.5 kilograms. Now, they're fairly good-sized fish into the pondage, so if you want to go up there for a day's fishing, take the kids along and cast Tassie devils from the bank. There are Tassie devils, are a particular type of lure in the pink and the orange. The rainbows really love those.
Have a nice trip to Eildon. And where are they biting this weekend?
Lake Wenderoo is still been going well for trout and redfin. Bit of trouble with the weed, but it's going okay. Bull and Mare Eye Den near Camperdown for rainbow trout on hard-bodied bib lures. Good redfin going at the moment in Lake Purrumbete and also Lake Epilock. You'll get a really good feed out at Lake Epilock. And not to mention just this week at Lake Purrumbete near Camperdown, while the reddies are good, there's been some really good Chinook salmon. I've seen two photos, one of a Chinook at 13 pound and the other at 17 pound. Now, they're seriously big fish. They're a fish of a lifetime, so if you get the opportunity to go down there, I think you'd have to fish for a while to catch these big ones because there won't be hundreds of them, but you might snare one while you're trying to catch a redfin. So that'd be well worth a look, Sean.
Sounds good. That was Jeff talking fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again soon.
No worries, Sean. Catch you soon.